高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级。
Model Test 4
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. 1. Look, the bookstore is over there.
Sorry, but I cannot stop there. There is no place to park.
Question. What is the man doing?
Two. Excuse me, do you mind my smoking here?
No, please open the window.
Question. What does the woman mean? Three. Why are you interested in working in our company?
Well, I believe I'll have a better future if I could work with your company.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Four. May I withdraw $100?
All right. Just a moment, please.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
Five. I'm afraid I didn't catch what Dr. Brown was saying just now.
He told us to hand in the lab report a week later.
Question. When should the 2 persons hand in their report? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the centre.
Conversation 1. Good morning, Mr. Dave. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
You're late every morning, Miss Maggie. You were late Tuesday, yesterday. Don't you have a watch?
Yes, but it wasn't my mistake. I stood in the rain for an hour this morning. I waited and waited for a bus, and then when one came, it was full.
How about yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Well, I came by taxi yesterday and...
And you were still late. And Tuesday?
Tuesday, I went to see the doctor and I waited for my turn for about 2 hours. It was terrible.
And tomorrow, Miss Maggie?
Questions 6 to 8 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. What day is today?
Seven. How long did Maggie wait in the rain this morning?
Eight. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Now listen again, please.
Conversation 1. Good morning, Mr. Dave. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
You're late every morning, Miss Maggie. You were late Tuesday, yesterday. Don't you have a watch?
Yes, but it wasn't my mistake. I stood in the rain for an hour this morning. I waited and waited for a bus, and then when one came, it was full.
How about yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Well, I came by taxi yesterday and...
And you were still late. And Tuesday?
Tuesday, I went to see the doctor and I waited for my turn for about 2 hours. It was terrible.
And tomorrow, Miss Maggie?
Questions 6 to 8 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. What day is today?
7. How long did Maggie wait in the rain this morning?
8. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. Hi, Maggie. How was your weekend?
It was great. You missed a brilliant party. What about your weekend? Where did you go?
To my parents' house. Well, it was their wedding anniversary.
That sounds lovely. Where do they live?
In a village, about an hour north of Jinan. It's where I grew up.
What did you do?
We had a short ceremony in the church there.
Why did you do that?
Because it was my parents' 25th anniversary. They wanted to go back to the church where they were married. It was really nice.
When did you do that?
On Saturday. Then on Sunday I played cricket. It was great because the weather was so good.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Time for class now. Bye.
Bye.
Questions 9 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 9. Where did John go on the weekend?
10. What did John do on Sunday? 2. Now listen again, please. Conversation 2. Hi, Maggie. How was your weekend?
It was great. You missed a brilliant party. What about your weekend? Where did you go?
To my parents' house. Well, it was their wedding anniversary.
That sounds lovely. Where do they live?
In a village, about an hour north of Jinan. It's where I grew up.
What did you do?
We had a short ceremony in the church there.
Why did you do that?
Because it was my parents' 25th anniversary. They wanted to go back to the church where they were married. It was really nice.
When did you do that?
on Saturday. Then on Sunday I played cricket. It was great because the weather was so good.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Time for class now. Bye.
Bye.
Questions 9 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 9. Where did John go on the weekend?
Ten. What did John do on Sunday?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now the passage will begin. Tina began to look for a new job. She went to the employment agency and filled out a form, but the agency was not able to find a place for her. Every day she looked at the help wanted advertisements in the newspapers. She also talked to her friends about getting a job. But finally, there was one big problem. Most jobs require experience, and she had very little experience. Finally, she got a job as a saleswoman at a supermarket near her house. She was able to walk there. The pay wasn't good, but it was better than working in a factory. She liked being a saleswoman at first. After a few months, however, she found the job boring. She thought there would be no future for her to be a salesman.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. Why did Tina come to the employment agency?
What did she do in the employment agency?
13. What was the problem with Tina?
14. What job did she get at a supermarket?
15. How did she find her new job a few months later?
9. Tina began to look for a new job. She went to the employment agency and filled out a form, but the agency was not able to find a place for her. Every day she looked at the help wanted advertisements in the newspapers. She also talked to her friends about getting a job. But finally, there was one big problem. Most jobs require experience, and she had very little experience. Finally, she got a job as a saleswoman at a supermarket near her house. She was able to walk there. The pay wasn't good, but it was better than working in a factory. She liked being a saleswoman at first. After a few months, however, she found the job boring. She thought there would be no future for her to be a salesman.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. Why did Tina come to the employment agency?
12. What did she do in the employment agency?
13. What was the problem with Tina?
14. What job did she get at a supermarket?
15. How did she find her new job a few months later? 16. This is the end of listening comprehension.